This I believe. We have never accepted the myth that the mentality of the average American is that of a 12-year-old. Neither has movie producer Dorry Sherry. This faith in the intelligence of human beings has resulted for us in this series of broadcasts of Living Creeds, and for Mr. Sherry, in truly adult motion pictures. His tremendous ability as a writer, producer, and executive, which he has used honestly and vigorously in support of his high principles, has firmly established him as one of Hollywood's first citizens. This is his creed.
What we believe is usually the result of what we have lived, and it is difficult to synopsize 46 years of living and believing in 600 words. But these things I do believe. Having been reared in a religious home and having known many people of sincere and deep religious convictions of many faiths, I believe in God and in prayer. I believe in the Ten Commandments, and since obedience to the law is a deep factor in the Jewish faith, I believe conscientiously in law and order. Being the son of immigrant parents who found opportunity and security in America, and having been a student of our history, I believe deeply in America and its conscience and philosophy. I believe that our republic has operated for a longer time with more good for most people than any other government in history, and so I believe in democracy and view any kind of totalitarianism as a dangerous threat and a menace. Having been happily married for 20 years and blessed with 3 children, I have firm convictions about the family unit and its effect on the human spirit. Since love and understanding form the keystone of the family unit, and since our society is actually an extension of the family unit, spreading from the family to the neighborhood, to the city, to the state, to the nation, and hopefully one day to the world, I most sincerely believe in love and understanding. Having enjoyed the friendship of many people in many places for many years, I believe in the innate dignity of the individual, and have learned that in the main, people are as we choose to find them. I also believe that reason can overcome prejudice, that knowledge can overcome ignorance, that love can overcome hate, and that goodness can conquer evil. Finally, I believe that in our temporal world, the greatest force that can operate for the best interests of all is the cleansing and strengthening force of wisdom, without which man would still be living in caves, slightly removed from the beasts whose skin he would wear to cover himself. Wisdom has given us our homes, our factories, and our dams, our medicine and our automobiles, our toys and our weapons, our subways and our planes, our books and our radio, our motion pictures and our television. Wisdom has given us our faith, and wisdom brings us hope and trust in the future, along with pride in our past. With wisdom, we flourish and live. Without it, we wither and die. With wisdom, years can keep us young in heart and mind. Without it, we grow old. With wisdom, we can be strong and know no fear. Without it, we become weak and frightened. These things I believe, not alone because I choose them, but primarily because I have lived them. And living is believing.
That was Dorry Sherry, head of production at MGM. The son of immigrant parents, Mr. Sherry reached his present position by way of jobs as necktie salesman, printer's devil, manual laborer, actor, playwright, director, and producer. His convictions make us realize that Hollywood itself has promise of maturity.